From the scientific perspective, what does any of this matter? Davidson summed it up by referring to a book the Dalai Lama wrote with psychiatrist Howard Cutler, The Art of Happiness, in which the Dalai Lama said that happiness is not a fixed characteristic, a biological set point that will never change. Instead, the brain is plastic, and our quota of happiness can be enhanced through mental training. Davidson's aims in studying meditation are modest and grounded in well-accepted scientific paradigms. He seeks to use skilled meditators to better understand what he calls altered traits of consciousness, transformations of the brain and personality that endure and which foster well-being. Osser, reflecting on the data reported at the Madison meeting, put it this way: "Such results of training point to the possibility that one could continue much further in such a transformation process and eventually free one's mind from afflictive emotions. The very notion of enlightenment then begins to make sense." Unquote. That possibility, freeing the mind completely from the hold of destructive emotions, surpasses any assumptions of modern psychology. But Buddhism holds the possibility of such inner freedom as an ideal, an endpoint of human potential. The real measure of spiritual development lies in how well a person manages disturbing emotions such as anger and jealousy, not in exhibiting feats of physical self-control such as muting the startle reaction. One payoff for this scientific agenda would be in inspiring people to better handle their destructive emotions through trying some of the same methods for training the mind. The Madison meeting where all this took place had been inspired by the conversations in Dharamsala the year before. There, with the Dalai Lama, many of these same scientists spent 5 intensive days exploring the great human puzzle, the nature of destructive emotions, and what humanity can do to counter them. But before we get to Dharamsala, there's another tale to share, the untold saga of the Dalai Lama's lifelong interest in science.